New Perspectives in partnership with Live and Local present Alford Stories, a podcast which takes a trip around this historic market town called Alford, collecting tales from the people and places on the edge of the Lincolnshire Wolds, just 7 miles from the east coast. Episode 8, A Haunting at the Anchor House.
We've been here just over 20 years now. It was a pub, so you're actually sat on the bar now.
Oh, right.
This is where the bar was, and then you'd go down to the cellar.
So it was a pub when you took it over?
We took it over a pub and run it up until
2015
or 16?
15. 16 we closed it.
16. And then we did building work and changed it into a bed and breakfast.
What made you want to have a bed and breakfast? Did you run businesses like this before?
No. We always had the pub. We had the pub since we came here. But the pub trade isn't great anymore, and because Paul's coming up to retirement age, I'm obviously not retirement age, and so we decided to do something else instead. And because they weren't selling very well, we just converted it, because it's a nice town and we wanted to be here, and it's worked out really well, hasn't it?
Well, we came in 2003, and by 2007 we were doing £250,000 turnover. And then the smoking ban come in and it went down to 143,000 within a year. Right? And since then, it's not just this pub that's died. It's a lot of other pubs, the Black Horse, the White Horse. And that's because the beers got too expensive. But then we looked at it, and we were coming up to nearly finishing the mortgage, paying it off. And we had it valued and it was half the price of what we bought it for. So we said, right, ask the bank manager, and they lent us a lot of money to do what we did. And it was the best thing we did, turn it into a B&B. Right.
Shouldn't have done it 10 years ago.
Yeah, we shouldn't have bought a pub, we should have just gone straight for the B&B.
So are these the plans I can see on the wall of the original?
That was from about 1920, 1930.
1936, the original. So we're the same again. There was a bar here. That door is the main doorway, and then the bar there. And where my little office is, that was the
pudding prep.
No, the ladies. Not what they back in the 1930s.
Oh, in the 30s.
In the 30s, it was the snug where all the ladies come. You can't get more than 3 seats in there, and they all had to go outside to toilets. And then, but the posh bar were here. It used to be a really good pub but when the market were on. And be doing all the cattle selling. From what I got told, there was loads of farmers in here, and there'd be more business done in here, right, than what there was done in the market. And when we stripped it out, we found one of the old landlords' underpants.
big
underpants, right? Stuffed down the old staircase, and behind it were all these sixpences. Right? So when we ripped it out, there was babies, shoes and rattles. So that means they must have died, because the staircase here went upstairs. And we've put everything that we found, we put back in the building, because it is haunted. And now your room isn't, because that's a...
Good.
This is...
You're like, open to come back.
See, people who know the Anchor, right, or the Anchor Inn, right, will know where the gents' toilets were. And that's you're in the gents' toilets. And as you go into your bathroom...
Didn't feel like I was...
No. But as you go into your bathroom, on the wall on the right-hand side, the dartboard's still behind all the walls. Right? So we've tried to keep as many features as we could.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So let's go back to this haunted business.
Yeah.
The bedroom that you're in now is a comparatively new extension. The bit we're in now is the oldest part.
Yeah.
And that bedroom
This is 1860.
The bedroom behind you there is an old bedroom as well, isn't it?
Yeah, this used to be two farmers' houses, right? Or labourers' houses. And, as I said, it is haunted, because when we first came here, I was leaning on the bar and I was looking into the bay window, and I could see in the restaurant all these people behind, about two or three people. And I turned round and there was nobody there, so I ran upstairs and I snickered. She said, no, she said, we've been here. And there's actually people in the reflections in the mirror. And then there was one girl, she was giving me loads of grief. I'm not mentioning her name, but she knows who she is. And she sat down and she said, "You've ruined this pub." I said, "Yeah, but it's my pub to ruin." I said, "We wanted a restaurant." And next thing, this picture flew across and hit her on the head. Not down, across.
And you had nothing to do with it?
Well, I was behind the bar. And she screamed, and she's not been in since.
You can always see things. When we first moved in, it was like everything was going wrong. That it's almost like something didn't want us here. The pubs would, the pipes would leak, wouldn't they? Lots of stupid little things kept going wrong all the time. And after about a year or so, it all stopped. And it's like it was happy that we were here then.
Do you think that's something to do with keeping, you know, respecting the building? And
I think they were just waiting to see if we were, you know, we were going to look after it properly. I think that's what it was.
And we was only here for 4 years. So we were supposed to leave here once the kids left. The plan was. So once the kids left school until like 2007, 2010, we were supposed to sell up, and we'd sold it. And what, 2 or 3 years after we bought it, and we'd met, it had it valued, and it was about £250,000 more than what we'd paid for it. And the day we were supposed to move, our contracts exchanged, the company went bust. And they were buying all these pubs at stupid rates and renting them out, when they bought a lot around here. And we actually think that this place is not going to let us go. We've sort of like done this, we've done that. So we spent thousands doing this up as a B&B. And there's always something going wrong. It's like, if you actually have a look at the town, it's a beautiful little town. I mean, it's such a famous town. I mean, 3 presidents of the United States of America from here. Did you know that?
No.
Yep. There's a blue plaque on the windmill, right? That's from Thomas Paine. From what I can gather, he was here, and he was a good friend of Mel Gibson's in the American film, you know.
Yeah, you dive into
now. So anyway, right? No, we've got...
He was a good friend of someone who was played by Mel Gibson.
But we had 3 presidents. Anne Hutchinson, her dad, was the lay preacher in the church in the 1600s, right? And she went off to America with 12 or 14 children. And she, sort of like, 12 of the children got killed, but then from the forebears, or people afterwards, the Bushes, Bush Junior, Bush Senior, their bloodline's from here, and I believe Dwight Eisenhower is, right? And then Pocahontas.
Yeah, what's the story behind
Pocahontas? Have you heard about Captain John Smith? Right, now, I'm not going to say outright, because it was different in them days, right? But he was from Willoughby. Great guy. He's got a picture of this old man and sort of like beard. And again, another great actor made a film about him.
Don't divert.
No. But anyway, Pocahontas was only 10 and he was 28.
But yeah, so John Smith was from here,
right, he went
and married Pocahontas, or brought her back, and she died in Kent. But yeah, he went to school at the church there next door, which started the grammar school.
It's Queen Elizabeth I Grammar School, and we get a lot of Americans coming here. We just actually had some in October, I think it was, and they put some pictures up. And if we know that they're coming, we have a word with the church. And they actually take them up to Queen Elizabeth I Grammar School. And it's, as you go in the church entrance, the room above that is Queen Elizabeth I School. And it's still got all the old tables, blackboards, a picture of Anne Hutchinson herself, and the spider webs up there, like funnel, they date back to 1600 and odd. It is absolutely fantastic. I mean, fantastic. So that's for them,
It's not open to public, is it?
It's not open to the public, but because the church love that, we do get a lot of Americans coming here. And we get about a dozen a year coming, right? Just because of Anne Hutchinson. And they want to find out. Norfolk's a very, very famous place. They say Thomas Paine, I mean, he coined the phrase the United States of America on Independence Day. He used to have an office in the Windmill Hotel, and he would collect taxes on the roads. But it was only here, I believe, for 18 months, and he got run out of town because there were more farthings and groats went in his pocket than it went into towns. That's what I've been told. That's what's written down. And then he went to Thetford. And he did the same there, but they built him a big statue, right, in Norfolk. Yeah, where your son was.
Yeah, quite possibly.
No, they have. They've got a big. And then he went off with the Pilgrims and that to America. Oh no, he didn't. She went with the Pilgrims. He went off with Mel Gibson in Britain. I mean, the crematorium has been absolutely fantastic for the businesses in town, right? Because you used to have to go to either Grimsby or Boston. Mm. But that's saved the town. I mean, the town's died. It is dead.
Good job there's a creme there, isn't there?
Yeah. keeps the town warm.
So the creme's keeping it going so far. Yeah. What do you predict for the future then of Alford?
Don't know.
I think it's hit rock bottom at the moment, which is sad because we don't have a restaurant, even as you know. We don't have anywhere where we can just sort of like go and have burger, sit down and have burger and chips or a steak. Right? Alford is a poor town and a lot of people cannot afford to go out and spend a lot of money.
See if you can find out when you're doing all these interviews about the pirate
under the
pirate
fish
tunnels.
Under the willows. Right, next door to there is a
smugglers.
That used to be a fish shop, and they actually found three or four skeletons under there, right? And they reckon they were from the 16th or 17th century because the waterway used to come all the way down the beck, round the back, and connect up to the beck here. Mm? And if you ask going at
the cobbles,
have you asked him? Have you been to speak to him? When he came in here 20 years ago when he was a young kid, he was sort of like telling us that under the square, right, there's these tunnels and there were a casino, right, where people used to go gamble, right, illegal gambling tunnels under the square. Right?
Yeah, but there were smugglers' tunnels.
There were smugglers' tunnels, yeah.
So an illegal casino underground.
That's what it says.
Speakeasy then, I suppose.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
That's just what we've heard. We don't know, obviously, but. Yeah. Yeah, I know under the pizza place next to the sewing shop down there, because I worked there briefly when I first came here while we were waiting for the building to go through, the owner was telling me that there was tunnels under there that they found.
And they were doing repairs on all these tunnels. And so it cost them a lot more than what, but they did find all these skeletons. This is what we've been told.
And the skeletons are of pirates?
Yeah.
Oh, smugglers, more
smugglers,
likely.
Smugglers, yeah. Okay.
They reckon they were Dutch from Holland.
Right? They had clubs on.
Yeah. Stop it. I mean, there's been some good characters, haven't there? Old Vic Wright. These people have just come in and sort of like prop the bar up for 3 hours with one drink. Derek Pritchard, he was a nice old boy. Vic Wright, who else? Buzz from Louth.
Mm.
Yeah, people come in from Louth just to come and have a drink. Right? Because they all fancied Nicky.
I can see that.
No, Paul was always on the bar, weren't you?
Yeah.
They just want to sit and have a conversation, and Paul does like to talk, so they're quite happy to sit there and chat with Paul all afternoon over half a pint of lager. Yeah. Do the crosswords.
Yeah. No, it's Alford's been very good for us, I can say that. At the beginning of the pub time, and then I say the old town died in 2007, 2008, and then they built these houses, and I mean that were even worse for us, wasn't it? 2010. And then it went down to sort of, the business went down, and that's when we sort of like says, right, we'll stop it. I mean, we were doing Meals on Wheels for how many years?
It must be 15.
12, 13 years, yeah. Mm. And Nicky's health, we give it away to Owen on the cobbles, because he did a few. So hopefully he'll keep it going. Because the old people do need something where they can go get decent meals. And his meals look good as well.
Mm.
So, and then the bank stopping. We have the mobile bank coming here, which is stopping. They're stopping all the banks in Britain, is Lloyd's, so that's stopping, so that's another thing that's going to kill the town.
What needs to come in?
Well, a major employer, I think.
Yeah.
Something like, I won't say a factory, or yeah, something that gives people employment. And then once they've got employment here, then they can start doing other things. Then they can have the better transport, and then they can have the better facilities. Yeah. But it needs an employer first, so that everyone's got a little bit more money to spend, yeah. and then they've got more facilities here.
It's not just Alford; it's nationwide. Seriously, it's people going out. It's like I'd finish work at sort of like 4:30, 4:45. And I'd be straight out to the pub on a Friday. And you'd be out for sort of like 5-6 hours. And you could afford to go out. I mean, it's... We went to Lincoln, not Lincoln, Leeds, last week. And it was £20 for a glass of wine and a pint of Guinness. Ridiculous. People can't afford it, can they?
No, I think the rest of the country's used to those sort of prices, but here we're not.
No.
Even when we had a pub, we're still not used to those prices. It's still a shock. And you go, what?
Yeah.
Call it London prices.
Yeah, but it seems to be most places now have got London prices.
Well, you go to one place in town and you get a glass of wine and a Guinness and it's 5 pence short of 12 quid. You go to the pubs and it's less than £9 for the same drinks. Yeah, 13 mile up the road, you've got Louth and it's buzzing. Right? You've got Horncastle, it's buzzing. Right? Everywhere else is buzzing. Right? But why not here? And it's got so much to offer.
They need to come and do a ghost walk, don't they? They should do.
I think
they did a ghost walk once, didn't they?
Yeah.
Probably Halloween or something silly like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, well, Paul and Nikki of the Anger House B&B, thank you so much for your time. That's been brilliant. Thank you.
Oh, God, I hope we've not got into any trouble.
When we first came here, after we came here, there was this film made here, and it's only a short film, and it's called, I think it's called The Knicker Man, right? And he was a knicker seller on Alford Market, right? And all the locals... sort of like played parts and that, which were really, really good. But anyway, the Knicker Man film, I don't know if it got onto the Small Film Awards, but check that out. Or ask Owen in the square, right? Because his mum and dad has had the Cafe on the Cobbles for years, and that's where it was filmed, all about this man selling knickers, or bloomers, or big girl's panties.
A Haunting at the Anchor House featured B&B owners Paul and Nikki in conversation with Jane Williams, with sound design by Adam P. McCready. Offered Stories is produced by New Perspectives Theatre Company in partnership with Live and Local, supported using public funding from Arts Council England.